Hello friends, today we are going to be reading Hebrews chapter 3. As always, before we get started, let's go ahead and pray over the word that we'll receive. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this day that you've given us. We thank you for the people in our lives. We thank you for all the blessings you've poured down in our lives. We pray, Lord, for your knowledge, wisdom, and understanding to be able to grasp this word we're about to receive, to put it to work into our own life, and to be able to share this word with whoever needs to hear it. Help us, Lord, to bear the fruits of your spirit in all that we do, and allow us to be a beacon of light for your love, kindness, grace, and mercy. Holy Spirit, be breathed into us today, and allow us to walk in your guidance in each and every step. Give us your discernment in all things, and help us to understand the truth behind today's message. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, so this first part is called Jesus Greater Than Moses. Therefore, holy brothers and sisters, who share in the heavenly calling, fix your thoughts on Jesus, whom we acknowledge as our apostle and high priest. He was faithful to the one who appointed him, just as Moses was faithful in all God's house. Jesus has been found worthy of greater honor than Moses. Just as the builder of the house has a greater honor than the house itself. For every house is built by someone, but God is the builder of everything. Moses was faithful as a servant in all God's house, bearing witness to what would be spoken by God in the future. But Christ is faithful as the Son over God's house, and we are his house. If indeed we hold firmly to our confidence and hope in which we glory. Warning against unbelief. So as the Holy Spirit says, today if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as you did in the rebellion during the time of testing in the wilderness, where your ancestors tested and tried me, though for 40 years they saw what I did. That is why I was angry with that generation. I said, their hearts are always going astray, and they have not known my ways. So I declared on oath in my anger, they shall never enter my rest. See to it, brothers and sisters, that none of you has a sinful, unbelieving heart that turns away from the living God. But encourage one another daily, as long as it is called today, so that none of you may be hardened by sin's deceitfulness. We have come to share in Christ, if indeed we hold our original conviction firmly to the end. As has just been said, today if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as you did in the rebellion. Who were they who heard and rebelled? Were they not all those Moses led out of Egypt? And with whom was he angry for 40 years? Was it not with those who sinned, whose bodies perished in the wilderness? And to whom did God swear that they would never enter his rest, if not to those who disobeyed? So we see that they were not able to enter because of their unbelief. So that is the end of chapter 3. There are a lot of ways to hear God's voice. The way that you can start hearing is by reading your word. By hearing these passages in the scripture, you can start understanding God's character. So when something happens in your life, you will know whether it's from God, because you'll know his character, or if it's from the world. I was speaking with my fiance today, and he told me that for a while he had felt like there was a mix of good and evil in him. And he started to tell me that the good was there and he could hear it whenever he was doing something and the good in him said, no, don't do that. But he just pushed it down and pushed it down. And he is a new believer, so he is rebuilding his relationship with God, and he realized that the voice that he was hearing, or the calling that his heart felt, was the Holy Spirit trying to lead him on the right path, but he kept just pushing it down. Do not ignore that little voice, because God's voice is going to be small. You have to listen for it. You have to want to hear it. The enemy's voice is going to be louder than your own thoughts. So be sure when you are doing something, put it against God's word and make sure that it aligns with what's in his scriptures. I hope that this message helps whoever it needed to. I hope you guys enjoyed this message, and that is all the time that I have. So till next time.